Hello, and congratulations on taking the plunge and starting to strategically think about your financial future. My name is Natalie Yunus, and it is my pleasure to help you on your journey. Today, I would like to discuss RSPs and TFSA. Which one is best for you? After being in tax world for 25 years, I can tell you that every single year I get inundated with one question: which vehicle should I do? Plan should I contribute my money towards, TFSA or RRSP? While there is no one solution fits all, I can tell you a number of considerations that you can take into account when you are considering investing. But first, terminology. RRSP stands for Registered Retirement Savings Plan, and we will discuss it first. TFSA stands for Tax-Free Savings Account, and we'll discuss it after. Let's break down some of the key differences. Let's first consider RRSP. RRSP stands for Registered Retirement Savings Plan. Please note the emphasis on retirement. It is meant to help Canadians plan for their future retirement, and we do that by allowing a tax deferral of the income that is earned within RRSP. Generally speaking, RRSP are most advantageous to people who are in higher tax brackets. RRSPs are subject to contribution limits. For the mathematical people who are listening, it is the lower of 18% of last year's earned income, or 27,830 is the maximum. But you don't have to think about it. Canada Revenue Agency is tracking this information, and it is available on your notice of assessment, which is mailed to you following the tax return filing. You can also call CRA, and the last alternative is you can log into CRA My Account and check your balances. They're right on the first page. These contributions are tax deductible, and any unused room carries forward. The concept of RRSP contribution room is very simple. Any amount between what you're allowed and the maximum, 27,830, is, if you don't contribute to it or under contribution, is tallied and carried forward into the future years. So you can use it next year or any other year in the future, and whether you want to deduct or not, it's really up to you. The same repeats every year. CRA tracks it and makes a note of all of the amounts, and as I mentioned, you can always check with them. Income earned within RRSP is tax sheltered until such time that you withdraw it. What does it mean? It means that whatever income you earn within RRSP is not taxed in the year when you earn it. Instead, the taxation of that income is deferred or set aside until such time that you actually take the money out. At that time, it will be taxed at your marginal tax rate of that specific year when you withdraw it. Please note that because withdrawals from RRSPs are included in the income in the year when you withdraw, they might affect whether you receive certain government benefits, pension benefits, certain other benefits. It is also worth noting that the contribution room is not restored after you withdraw the money. There is one more restriction on RRSP. Income tax law only allows you to have a maximum of 30% of foreign investment holdings within RRSP. With that, let's have a look at the key aspects of RRSPs that you might want to consider if you're choosing that. If you're saving for retirement, or if you're in higher tax bracket, RRSP might be a good vehicle for you. If you're saving towards your first home and plan to use RRSP to take advantage of home buyer's plan, RRSP might be better for you. If you're saving towards your education and plan to use RRSP to take advantage of life learning plan, that's also a good option. I would also like to mention that there is a deadline to contribute to RRSP. For this year, it's March 1st, 2022. Any contributions on or before this date will be deductible on your 2021 personal tax return. Any contribution after that time will be deductible in your 2022 personal tax return or carried forward. the tax deduction is a major benefit at the time of tax filing, but is it really right for you? Or maybe you're better off with a TFSA? With that, let's turn our attention to TFSA. TFSAs are savings. They're a tax-free savings account. Please note the emphasis on the word savings. These savings are meant to help Canadians have some money available in case of an emergency. It is a very, very flexible investment vehicle and allows you to hold any types of investments. And all of those investments grow tax-free within your TFSA. At the same time, there is no tax deduction allowed for any contributions you make. The biggest benefit of TFSA is that the income earned within it is not taxed. It is not taxed when it grows within your TFSA, nor is it taxed when you withdraw money. TFSA has a similar concept of contribution room like RRSP does. It is a set amount each year. It doesn't matter what the person's earnings are. Currently, TFSA limit is $6,000. And similarly to RRSP, any unused room carries forward. The key difference between RRSP and TFSA is what I've already mentioned. The withdrawals from TFSA are not taxed, and therefore they don't impact your government benefits. Another thing to keep in mind is that TFSA is not subject to the deadline. You can make contributions anytime throughout the year. And finally, the contribution room is restored in the calendar year following the withdrawal. So, when is a TFSA better investment vehicle for you? If you're saving towards an objective that's sooner than retirement, like a vacation or a car or a wedding, you should consider a TFSA. If you're saving for a retirement but are in low tax bracket, or if you expect your income to increase significantly in the future, or if you're over 71 years of age and no longer can contribute to RRSP, you might want to still consider TFSA as a tax-efficient investment vehicle. I hope this helps you understand the differences and advantages of each of these investment vehicles. One option that I didn't mention is that you can choose to do a combination of both. You can contribute to RRSP so that your income is below a certain level or tax bracket, and then contribute the difference into TFSA. Alternatively, you might want to make a contribution to RRSP, then get the refund and invest that refund into a TFSA. One thing to keep in mind is contribution limits. Please do not over-contribute. Over-contribution to either of these plans will result in pretty steep penalties. Please always check CRA My Account or your notice of assessment to verify your contribution room. I hope you find this useful. If you have any further questions, please reach out to me at my email, natalie@taxwelldone.com, or visit www.taxwelldone.com to schedule a personal consultation. Thank you very much for your time.